Jesus doesn't talk about repentance. Jesus talks about forgiveness. And it's a very subtle thing. Subtle in one way, that in advance of the action itself, there should be a basic attitude taken, which is, some experiments will come out all right, they will be right, and some experiments will not be all right. You have to take the same attitude toward both, because you cannot learn without making some experiments that will not come out all right. Therefore, they add up to teaching you what not to do. See, that's forgive. It means way ahead of time, give. And we do not have that attitude toward our own actions or the actions of others. We do not accept. What we do is mentally, we arrest the action and the person in time. We say, I will hold that person there in my mind and will never let him beyond that place. I will not give. See, forgiveness, all forgiveness is, well, all it is, it's a big thing, but really all it is simply is total acceptance. And you can see it very, very easily when I say to you, if this were a beautiful piece of ancient Chinese pottery, all right? It's a beautiful thing, and I have dropped it, and it is broken. And I say, I cannot forgive myself for having broken that beautiful vase. What does it mean? I cannot accept the fact that I have done it. Now, in reality, what else can you do really? See? And the illusion is that somehow that subjective wall that I build against that reality is going to affect anything. And I wasn't prepared to go into it, but I will say that there is no way in the teaching by which a human being can feel the unity of life, the unity with God, and have a barrier toward his fellow man or toward himself. So the attitude is, whatever has been done, whatever is done, accept it quickly and fast, and perceive what you can learn from it. If it is not in the right direction, turn immediately. And Jesus never condemned anyone who did wrong. The sinners never got it from Jesus. The hypocrites got it. The sinners never got it. They were the ones that he was very interested in.